Welcome to the KWM Market Minute podcast, where we will discuss the market headlines you need to know as you start your week. I'm Jordan Ricciardi, a Senior Wealth Strategy Associate, and I'm joined by Jason Katz, who's a UBS Managing Director, Private Wealth Advisor, and Senior Portfolio Manager. We are located in the Manhattan Market in New York and can be reached at katzgroup@ubs.com. Good morning. It is August 31st. Welcome back to the Katz Wealth Management Podcast. Jason, let's talk about what you were saying on Fox Business this morning. And it's that Kevin Warsh, our Fed chair, is actually saying less, but it has more meaning behind it. Why is that?
Saying less is actually saying more. So during the Powell era, it was over communicative. He wanted the market to know exactly what he and his colleagues were thinking. Whereas this new regime is, it's the art of communicating without communicating. By not over speaking and not having the market hang on every adjective that the Fed utters, it actually creates more clarity and credibility. Because this way, the market isn't driving what the Fed is doing, and the Fed isn't driving what the market is doing.
Right, and the Fed doesn't need to feel like they need to stick with their initial word if new data comes out that is contrarian to that.
He wants it to be about the data, and that's a good point.
Yeah.
And when you have data that supports an economy, whether it's robust earnings, AI productivity gains, strong employment market, signs of inflation abating, maybe that's evidence that he should do nothing. But that evidence is not clear yet, and we're awaiting that evidence before a decision is made.
And he's very honest about that. What's interesting is while the Fed is less focused on giving forward guidance, we at UBS still have a very constructive view on forward guidance for stocks. Tell us why that is.
We are indeed. I mean, listen, the fact that the market shrugged off the probability of a rate hike in September going from 35 to 56% is evidence that the market cares about one thing and one thing only. And that's that the economy and above all, earnings are pointing in the right direction. It's not a rate hike or two that will kill a bull market, especially in the context of a robust economy. It would be if earnings are falling off the cliff, and that's the exact opposite of what's occurring.
Right. So tell us what the actual target is for the UBS and how do we get there from here?
So we have 8,100 on the S&P for the end of this year, which is not that far away. And that may prove to be conservative. And then we have 8,700 by mid next year. Now, historically, it's been the Mag 7, just statistically and driven by math, that has gotten us there. By definition, you will need to see a much deeper broadening of market to get us there. So I think the Mag 7 and tech do their part of lifting, but the heavy lifting will come from other parts of the market.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head, and that's what we've been counseling clients and rebalancing portfolios for, the broadening out of the market.
Exactly right.
All right. Well, Jason, thank you so much. And to our listeners, we hope you tune in for next week. Have a great day.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional guidance. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and broker services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the arrangements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review our client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and a member of FINRA and SIPC.